the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz
yes.
and Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Back by popular demand, this is Rub It On My Face.
Rub it on my face!
Okay,
finally, yes!
All right, okay. Calm down, everybody. I know. So how this works, Rub It On My Face, is Dammit Maury right now will be blindfolded and he will have nose plugs covering his sense of smell. So he cannot see and he cannot smell. We will then take everyday household items, things you just find in the fridge, in the pantry, in the basement, in the garage.
Sometimes in the garbage.
Rub them on Maury's face and just using... Rub them on Maury's face, and he will just simply have to guess what item is being rubbed on his face.
Right.
In the past, we've done things like a toenail.
Ew.
A banana.
Yeah.
A lady's lipstick. Dog hair.
Didn't we also use soap? It was almost done, and it was stuck to the...
I believe it was called soap with a hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It was stuck to the drain.
I got a whole tickle trunk full of mystery items here, and let's get this going. Okay, so Maury, put your headphones of solitude on, please. So Maury's going to put his headphones on. He will not be able to hear. Maury, can you hear me? He cannot hear me. Just got to get it out.
What is going on over there?
Okay, hold on. I need a second, Mocha.
There's a lot of noise.
It's a lot of noise. Okay. Oh, it's so hard.
That's what she said. Yo, you're like really struggling over there.
Okay, sorry, hold on.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to do something. Okay, I got it.
Okay, I can't see.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready. Play the thing.
The mystery item is...
A gravy pop.
Okay.
The mystery
item
is a gravy pop. For years, I've tried to figure out a way to actually rub gravy on Maury's face. I finally figured it out. Freeze it in popsicle form.
It looks delicious but disgusting at the same time.
Okay. So here we go. Okay, Maury, headphones of solitude off.
Okay.
Now, just remember, I'm going to start rubbing something on your face. You do your best to, A, describe it, and then when you feel like you know what it is, go ahead and give a guess.
Okay.
Okay, so item number one is this, Maury.
It's cold. Okay, I think it's probably, it feels like a paintbrush. Oh, it's freezing. It's absolutely freezing. A pudding? Maybe it's pudding? I would say snow, but there's no snow out.
Does it feel good?
It feels fantastic. It's very cooling.
Yeah.
Oh, can I say, it reminds me once of when a guy put cold rocks on me.
Okay.
I'm going to say cold stone massage.
Oh, okay. So your guess is cold stone massage. Good guess,
cold
Maury.
Cold stone massage.
Good guess.
But dipped in pudding?
Okay, Maury. Okay. So take your blindfold off now.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, it's a lollipop.
It's a what?
Lollipop.
It's frozen gravy.
Oh, my God.
Take your nose plugs off.
Oh, my God.
Lick your lips.
Oh. Mm. How do you freeze gravy?
Wait, why do you have frozen gravy pops in your freezer?
Oh, it's a custom. It's bespoke.
Oh, okay.
I made it specifically for Maury.
One of one.
Hold on, I have a question. Can I taste it?
You want to bite it? Bite it.
Oh, God. Gravy's not good frozen.
All right, next item.
The mystery item is...
You ready for this one, Mocha?
Uh-huh.
A plunger.
Oh no! Don't, please don't follow it up by saying a plunger that has been used.
Then I will not.
Oh, oh my god, dude, that might be the most disgusting.
Maury, headphones and solitude off, please.
Okay,
Maury, are you ready? So do your best to describe the feel, and then when you want to give a guess as to what this is, please give a guess.
Okay, absolutely. Oh, it's very dry.
Okay.
It's very, no, can something be wet dry?
Yes.
This is, oh wow, oh god, I feel hands.
Oh my god, right on his mustache. Right on the mustache.
Oh my god, like a Barbie hand.
Oh my god, it's covering his mouth.
Oh my god, like a Barbie hand. Wait, there's two parts to this. There's some, the hand is opening up! Oh wow. I'm gonna say two Barbie hands.
So
two
Maury,
Barbie hands?
Your guess
like
is
like left and right.
Your guess is two Barbie hands.
Yeah. Weird. Oh, hold on.
How does it feel rubbing against your mustache and your bottom lip?
Like plasticky.
Okay.
Plasticky.
Okay, Maury, do you want to guess?
Yeah, I gotta go ahead and guess. Oh, Barbie torso. Whoa, now I'm talking into it.
Okay, so you think it's a Barbie torso.
But like the legs are removed, so
okay.
I can talk
okay,
through
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, okay. Maury, take your blindfold off.
Oh my god, it's a toilet plunger. Was it used in a toilet? Hello? Is that yours?
Well, seeing as how I got this from the bathroom down the hall, you could say it's mine, Mocha's, and yours.
You got this from work? Oh, and work people are gross.
Well, yo.
Dude, I talked into someone's toilet plunger.
It was covering your mouth. It was like you're talking into a microphone.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay,
no.
Hold on. All right, here's what we're going to do. All right, next item.
The mystery item is
duct tape.
Oh.
The mystery item is duct tape. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this.
No.
And I'm actually going to reverse wrap it around my hand.
Oh, no.
So we'll see.
It's going to hurt.
Okay, Maury. Off she goes. Okay, Maury, do your best to describe, one, how this feels, and two, what you think it is.
Of course. Oh, wow. Okay. It's, again, dry, but like tapey. Oh, wow. Like bug paper or, oh, it's on my mustache and it's ripping the hairs out. Oh, my God. Is it like the underside of a rug? Oh,
so the underside of a rug.
Like, you know where,
guess.
Ugh. Oh, it's like really sticky. Like it's moist and capturing stuff from my skin.
That's what she said.
Maury, okay.
Oh my God. I'm going to say the bottom, like the undercarriage of a carpet.
The undercarriage of a carpet.
You know what I mean?
Is that the technical term?
Okay. Maury's guess. Let's lock it in. Maury's guess is the undercarriage of a carpet.
Yes. Okay. The undercarriage
okay,
of a carpet.
Maury, take your blindfold off.
Oh my God. What is that?
Duct tape.
Oh, wow.
There's, if you look very closely, there's bits of your mustache hair on the duct tape. Oh,
you were onto it, though. You got close. You got close.
Oh, my God.
You got close. Sorry, Maury. Headphones back on. Okay. Mask back on.
Nose plug back on.
Oh, I got so much more stuff in the tickle trunk here. I don't even know what to do. Okay, let's go with this. Okay, hold on. Okay, play the thing.
The mystery item is...
Here we go. The mystery item, Oka, is a... sardine.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Are you opening an actual can of sardines right now?
Yeah.
That's so gross. That's so gross.
Oh, God. This is aggressive.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Would you like to take a look? Because you know Maury loves sardines.
I know
okay?
he does.
Just so you know, if you are listening right now and you're like, oh, my God, don't do that. We know Maury loves sardines.
It's okay? true.
Okay. Oh. Now, I got to pull one out of here. With.
Oh, no.
I don't even want to touch this. I got to get a piece of paper towel in my hand. Oh. And I think there's sardines and chili, too.
Oh. Oh, okay, no, his face is going to stink.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my God. I just touched it. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't get it out. I can't. Oh, God.
Okay. What's that gelatinous part that's hanging off? Okay. That's so gross. That's so gross.
Okay, it just broke. Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go. Okay, Maury, headphones off. Are you ready?
Yes, of
course.
So
again, do your best to describe how it feels and then give a guess when you want to give a guess.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, it's really soft, like a feather.
Yeah.
Could it be... Almost feels like the elastic of a waistband of a sweatpant. Okay. Sweatpant waistband.
Specific.
But then there's residue.
Yeah.
So it could be sweaty. But almost feels like, oh, it's really kind of elongated.
Yeah.
Elongated, but it could be, I'm going to go with elastic, sweaty elastic from a sweatpant.
Okay, Maury's going with sweaty elastic from sweatpants.
as Roz rubs the mystery item on damn it, Maury's mustache right now, okay. Right under his nose.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with sweaty, whatever I said.
Okay, Maury, take your blindfold off.
Oh, my God, what is it? It's like gross. It's alive.
It's not
it's
alive.
A sardine.
Oh, I like sardines.
I told you.
Oh, and now I'm starting to smell it. It's
okay. Take your nose plugs off.
Ew, I'm going to smell like sardine. It was on my face.
It was all over your mustache.
Oh,
directly
God,
under your nose.
It's still on me.
Lick your lips.
Oh, yum.
Oh. And ladies and gentlemen, that is how you play Rub It on My Face.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast. So July 1st is when weed is made legal.
Is that what it is, July 1st?
Yeah, man.
But it's not sort of like you can get it anywhere. You're going to be able to get it at the LCBO and like stuff.
Are they doing
like
the LCBO?
But yeah, apparently the LCBO and like Shoppers Drug Mart.
I don't know about that. Is that 100% or are you just pulling this
no,
from...
No, I saw that on the news. The LCBO is going to be dispensing weed.
Hold on, let me look this up. Yeah. For sure, for a fact.
Type in buy weed at the LCBO.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't think that's a done deal yet.
Buy weed.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of interest in weed. I really don't. I don't smoke it. I don't. It makes me so sick.
Have you ever?
Yeah, yeah. And it makes me so sick.
LCBO to run 150 marijuana stores.
Yeah, but they're running them separately, independently of the LCBO. Are they not? I don't know.
There will be 40 weed stores to start off.
Yeah, no. Yeah, weed makes you sick. And then anytime you tell a pothead that weed makes you sick, they just tell you that
you're smoking the wrong weed.
Smoking the wrong weed. And then they give you their
cheap
weed.
Grade,
and then,
cheap grade, bro.
And then that made me sick, too. And then I met a girl one time that was like, no, maybe don't try smoking it. Maybe try eating it. And she had a sister.
Oh,
who,
my God. No. I did that once. That's the worst time.
She had a sister who made cancer patients Rice Krispie squares. So she gave me a little bit of that. And then that made me sick. And like, and even just one little, like, what do you call it? Like a toot? What do you call it when you take what is that called?
A toke?
A toke, yeah.
Did you just say a toot?
Yeah, yeah. Stop
like
it.
When you take a fart of weed.
Yeah, yeah. Like I took like maybe, I was with a cab driver one time who got weed from the ceiling of his cab and asked me to smoke it.
Okay. And Very safe spot, by the way.
I took one little fart off that.
Yeah,
and then
just a tiny little toot.
Just a tiny little toot off that. And then I thought I was dying. I really did. Yeah. I got to my house when he dropped me off and I crawled up the stairs and then was face down in the bathroom. Like, I don't know. It doesn't do well with me, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't do well with me. And then the next time I tried it, same deal. And even just, I'm not talking like I was sitting around doing big bong hits, like in a big old bong, right?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even do that. I've never touched the bong. Never put my mouth on a bong before.
Yeah.
Right? And
Neither have I. What was the last time? Sorry, go on with your story.
Yeah, no. I've never put my mouth on a bong before.
Me neither.
And but it was still the same thing. Just like one little toot, and then I was done. And then I had one little nibble, and then the same thing, and I was done. And it ruined my date.
Yeah.
And she was like a great girl, too.
Yeah.
Like, real pretty.
Uh-huh.
And it ruined my date, and then she never called me again after that.
Yeah, of course.
No. Never called me again.
The last time... I smoked. I was with a bunch of friends and we're up north somewhere.
Yeah.
Camping.
Right.
And I took quite a few toots.
Really, yeah.
And it was just bad news for the rest of the night because it caught up to me because I was like, oh, I'm not feeling anything. Let me take a longer toot and a longer toot every time I went by.
Right.
And then at one point when it hit me,
yeah,
I was like, in my mind, I was okay and I was talking to myself.
Yeah.
But in real life, when I was talking to my friends, my speech was slurred.
Yeah,
my
eyes,
I was fighting to keep my eyes open.
That's not for me. It's not for me.
And I was just like, in my mind, I was like, you just messed up, bro.
Yeah.
You messed up hard.
It messes up everything for me in my life. Messed up everything.
I felt like I was going to throw up.
Yeah, I did. Big time. On myself. On a date. And I tell you what, I had like a real cool pair, like super tight, not any sort of organic material pants on and a mesh shirt. And then when I was on this date, we're at my house and I
had a mesh shirt.
Yeah. And a mesh shirt.
So like when you threw up, did it go through all the mesh?
No. But what happened was, went on my pants and then she was kind enough to help me into the bathroom and help me take my pants off. And I just remember,
I just remember
being on the bathroom floor wearing underpants and a mesh shirt, throwing up. And
that
she looked
not,
at me.
That is and, not a good look, bro.
And she looked at me and said, I'm going to go. And I looked at her and I went, are you sure? and then she looked at me wearing a mesh shirt and no pants with my head in the toilet. I went, yeah, I'm going to go.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Hello, Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
Yo, man, I've been trying to call you guys all night.
Well, all night?
We haven't been here all night. We started the show at 6 o'clock.
All morning. It's my mom's birthday. Give my mom a birthday shout out.
Are you high right now?
I'm listening to you guys, yeah. I just did a little wake and bake.
Yeah. You sound a little high.
Mocha, you guys, what are you guys saying?
We are not high right now. How much did you smoke this morning?
Wake and bake, I did a few poppers, you know?
No, I don't. How many poppers?
I don't know what that is. What's a popper?
A bong hit, basically.
Oh, bong hit.
All right.
You got a big bong?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, I do have a big bong.
All right, man. Just curious.
So what do you do?
Shout out to my brown brothers, though.
Hey, can I just
see you guys doing your thing,
Let me just say something about weed, okay? Because I know we're going through a transition right now in this country where they're going to legalize it and they're going to do all this stuff, and it's just going
to
be weed.
Yeah. R.I.P. to little peeps, too.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know what that means. But I'll tell you something about weed, and I know there is the weed supporters who are always all like, hey, it's safer than booze, and it's this, and it's this, and there's a big debate with weed.
Yeah.
But my thing is this, the difference between weed and booze, okay? And there's going to be people that are all the weed proponents out here. But I will say this, the difference between weed and booze. I have friends that smoke weed,
mm-hmm.
and I have friends that drink a lot,
mm-hmm.
okay? Most friends that I have, I would say almost all, have never told a story about getting up in the morning, getting hammered, and going to work. Most friends that I know have gone to work high who smoke weed.
Because they say it relaxes them.
Right. So the difference is, so weed and booze, I get there's a difference, everything else, and weed is better than booze, all this other stuff. But most people I know who drink and don't smoke have never gone to work drunk. Most people who I know who smoke and don't drink have gone to work high.
Do you go to work high?
No, never, because I can't concentrate. You know, I'd rather go sober.
Okay. Do you work? Do you work today?
I'm not lying to you guys.
Do you work today?
I'm not gonna work today, but I'm gonna work like on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right, what do you do for a living?
I do carpet. I'm a helper doing carpentry and everything, you know?
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah, cool. Sure. Carpentry. All right, man. Well, thanks very much for the call.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you guys talking to me.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Well, by request, the Johnny Depp School of Acting Game of Thrones edition. Johnny Depp School of Acting, of course, the story with Johnny Depp is he's far too famous and far too talented and wonderful to memorize his lines when he gets a movie gig. So he pays somebody to sit in another room and read him his lines that then Johnny Depp hears through an earpiece in his ear and just stands on set and just regurgitates whatever is fed to him. So it's very difficult.
Like a boss, though.
It's very difficult. And so that's what we do here. Damn it. Maury has an earpiece in his ear. No script in front of him. Mocha has a script. I will be feeding Damn It Maury's lines to him through his earpiece. And
the request that came in from Mike this morning.
Yeah.
In terms of script dialogue is Game of Thrones.
That's right.
Huh?
And this is season 5, episode 5. It's a scene between Theon Greyjoy and Ramsay Bolton. Ramsay Bolton, one of the most evil characters ever created for television.
Like Chef Ramsay.
And Theon Greyjoy, a.k.a. Reek.
Who?
Reek.
Reek? Why? Because he smells?
Yeah. Because Ramsay butchered him so much that he smells.
They're like, oh man, you Reek.
Yeah. So he only answers to Reek. So, Mocha, you will be Reek.
Yeah.
And,
I gotta be Reek. I gotta be smelly guy.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, you gotta be Theon Greyjoy. And, Maury, you will be the evil Ramsay Bolton.
Ramsay Bolton?
Yes, Ramsay Bolton.
Okay.
Okay, so Maury has his earpiece in his ear, can't hear anything. I have Maury's script in my hand. Okay, Game of Thrones, scene one, take one, and action.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about what?
Killing your brothers.
They're overdone and done and shield. You better do. Dead or getting tens. Up in a lady. Up in the family. Breast in the family. You gained. Reek. You lose to my brother. Why, that's two. My person. Good. Good.
I don't know. I think some of the words might have been mixed up in
there. I think there was just a little bit of confusion, so we'll do it again. Okay.
I thought that was great.
Johnny Depp's school of acting. Mocha Maury. Take two and action.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about what?
Killing your brothers.
Yeah, over there. Listen, everyone, don't you feel better? I do. Now it's getting intense. You know what, my lady? You have a garter. Reek is a nearer singing an eye that I have kids. Reek, you give away the bride. Someone eats too. Good, good, good.
Hold on. Now I got to give away a bride?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the line was, by the way, you know what, m'lady? What with him having murdered your brothers and the rest of your family gone, Reek here is the nearest thing to living kin that you have left. Reek, will you give away the bride? Someone has to. So now that that's in context for you, let's try it again.
Okay.
Take three.
Okay, Johnny Depp School of Acting, Game of Thrones, by request. Take three and action.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about what?
Killing your brothers.
They're over there, overdone. Doesn't feel better, dude? It's been getting tense. You know what, my lady? We've been killing, reeking and killing. You've been having kids. You've been giving away a bride. Someone has to. You've been a breed and a person.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Johnny Depp School of Acting.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So Mark Hamill lands at JFK in New York, and they wheel Mark Hamill out of the airport in like a ball cap, dark glasses, in a wheelchair.
Okay.
And everybody's like, oh, God, no. Well, first Carrie Fisher, now Mark Hamill.
What's going on with Luke Skywalker?
And then so Mark Hamill then tweeted after the pictures came out and said, arriving at 5 a.m. and I tried the, quote, old wheelchair trick just to avoid autograph salesmen and dealers who constantly badger me and my family to increase the value of their items. So I guess fans, quote unquote, meet him out in front of airports and then they get him to sign pictures and they then sell them on eBay. And Mark Hamill doesn't like that. So he tried the old, I'll get in a wheelchair and put dark glasses on and then you just wheel me out and nobody will know. Nobody
no
will know
will
the
recognize.
Difference. Right. Yeah. nobody will recognize me, which I almost tried that one time. Not for that reason, but for a different reason. Okay, so years ago.
You were on the lamb?
What's that?
You were on the lamb?
No, years ago, I used to have I used to know some really great people that worked for Air Canada. And they used to just like take care of you when you got to the airport. Back in the day when you could. Bump you up the first class, just all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And then one time I got there and I was really, really late. And one of these women that I knew was going to try and get me through, not the security line, but like the immigration line.
Oh.
Like the impenetrable line.
Sure.
You can never skip, never jump, never do anything line.
Yeah.
She's like, I got this. She's like, don't worry, I'll come and meet you in line. And so she used her security credentials to get into that secure area.
Yeah.
And then she finds me in line and she rolls up. Keep in mind, I'm already in line and there's about 1,000 people in line.
Yeah. And you're what, like in the middle?
I'm in the middle. I'm right in the middle.
And so hundreds in front, hundreds in the back.
Hundreds in front, hundreds in the back.
Yeah.
And so she walks up with an empty wheelchair.
Oh,
right?
No.
And looks at me and goes, get in. And I look at her and I'm like, I can't get in now. She's like, no, no, just get in. I'll take you right through. And I'm like, I can't get in now. She's like, no, it's totally fine. Just get in. Just get in. And I go, I can't get in now. There's too many people.
Yeah. And who have all seen me use both of my legs to walk to this particular spot in line.
Exactly. Who have all stood with me for 45 minutes, slow walking through this line.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then so she leans into me and goes, fine, but follow me and limp.
No. And
I followed her and I limped and I got right through. I knew that nobody was going to buy me just suddenly hopping into a wheelchair, but maybe people would think that they didn't notice my limp.
Right.
So I got right through. Right through.
Problem solved.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, you guys want to play Pinched?
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
New game alert.
New game alert. Okay.
This is Pinched.
Play. Okay, so Pinched, trivia-based game. It's Maury versus Mocha. In between them is a giant stack of wooden clothes pegs. If you get a question wrong, you get pinched. Your opponent gets to take a clothes peg, put it anywhere on your body that they see fit. Is the greatest game in the world.
So nervous.
I know. Maury's over there shaking.
I'm so nervous.
Would you like to know your categories, gentlemen?
Yes.
Today your categories are musicals
or
musicals. Next category is it pasta or is it pasta? Mocha, I will let you choose the category today. Will you go for musicals or is it pasta or is it pasta?
Second one, because I love pasta.
Okay, now, Maury, can we hear your buzzer, please? And Mocha, yours? There we go. Okay, like spaghetti, only flatter and fatter. Oh, Maury.
Spigatoni.
No.
Fettuccine.
No.
Oh.
Sorry, gentlemen. Linguini was the correct answer. Linguini.
All right.
Italians call them this. Everyone else just calls them bow ties. Maury.
Bow ties.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's not bow ties?
It's not. No, it has a name. It has
bow-tie,
a name. No.
I don't know. I don't know that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't believe he's got one right. Farfalle is what it's called.
Oh, who calls it farfalle?
That's what it's called. Read the box, jabronis.
All right.
All right. Good with everything, but most people just covered in cheese. Maury.
Macaroni.
Yes, sir. Okay, now Maury gets to take a clothes peg and put it anywhere on Mocha that he wants. Right on the bridge of the nose.
Ow, jeez.
Oh,
that's
I'm so sorry. Let's just go in here.
Okay. Oh, right on the corner of your nostril. Oh, God. Okay. It still hasn't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that snapped too. Oh, how have you?
Go in the other nostril. I feel bad for your nose ring. Okay.
Okay. It's right on the tip. It's right on the tip of Mocha's nostril. Okay.
Okay.
Sort of like a twisty little thing. Kind of got a dumb name. Mocha.
Fusilli.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Damn it, Maury, please open your mouth.
Oh, no.
No, not tongue.
No.
Not
your tongue. The demigorgon's here.
The demigorgon. Okay. It's
bro.
Pinched, by the way, is what we're playing. Here. Mocha's going right for the corner. Maury's Oh, God. Okay, last question in the category of is it pasta or is it pasta? Long, flat, stacked, and baked. Mocha.
A lasagna
noodle. That's correct. Okay.
All right, damn it, Maury. Please open your mouth one more time.
Oh, no. Okay, Mocha's going out of the other corner of the mouth. It's like Maury's fish hooked right now.
I'm having a hard time closing my mouth around it.
Okay, gentlemen, moving on to the category of musicals. I will name the song. You tell me the musical. A Spoonful of Sugar. Maury.
Mary Poppins.
Correct. What he said, people, was Mary Poppins.
Oh, I don't know anything about musicals.
Ooh. Okay, where's Maury? Where's Maury going? Right on the eyebrow, the tip of the corner of the eyebrow. Oh, God. But he can't get it on, so it's like Maury's making.
I'm just going to go here.
It's like Maury. Oh. Like Maury's making it bite him.
Oh my God.
Okay. Gentlemen, the category of musicals, Over the Rainbow. Maury.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
Incorrect. Mocha.
Dude, it's friggin' Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
That's what I was getting at. I wanted to sing the song first.
No. Oh, okay, man. Wow. Mocha for the steal.
Here we go. Open right your mouth
the,
again.
The top lip. No, oh, I'm just going bottom lip now. Okay, I got you. I see what you're doing there.
Oh God.
Oh. Okay, so Maury's got the corners of his mouth and the bottom lip. All right.
Why was this one free? What?
Okay, in the category of musicals, gentlemen, 16 going on 17. Maury.
Oh, my God, Sound of Music.
Yes, sir.
I knew you were going to get that one.
Super creepy song, by the way.
Oh,
right. Oh God. Okay, gentlemen, moving on to the category of musicals now. The final question, which would be Hakuna Matata. Maury.
Lion King.
Lion King.
God damn it.
Hold on here. Okay, what are we at?
Where are you going?
Nose.
Oh, God, right in the corner of the nose. Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, count them up.
Okay.
One.
Mocha has
two,
one, two, three, four.
Four.
Maury, yeah. Maury has
two.
One, two, three.
Three.
No, Maury, you actually have three.
Oh, no.
Wow, Maury for the win.
Because of the musical.
Maury for the win, gentlemen.
Oh, and that's how you win.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Girl, we got a wedding to prepare for.
I gotta find something to wear.
Holy
so
cow.
Here's the official announcement. Here, the wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will happen. Okay, so on the announcement of their daughter Meghan Markle's engagement to His Royal Highness Prince Harry of Wales, Mr. Thomas Markle and Miss Doria Raglan said, this is from Meghan Markle's parents, by the way, "We are incredibly happy for Meghan and Harry. Our daughter has always been kind and loving person. To see her union with Harry, who shares the same qualities, is a source of great joy for us as parents. We wish them well." So I guess spring 2018 soon.
Oh, wow. That's
There's no long engagements going on in the royal family.
Get to the business. Last week, the Queen and Prince Philip celebrated 70 years of marriage.
That's right. Would you like to check in with the Queen, the new future in-law for Meghan Markle, to find out how this is all going to go down?
Wedding Chapel, hello.
Oh, the Queen, it sounds like you're very excited. I know that we talked to you a couple times in the past about Harry possibly marrying Meghan. You were sort of, I don't want to say less than enthusiastic, but you didn't really seem that interested.
On your Markle, get set, go.
So you are excited about having Meghan Markle join the royal family then, Queen?
I once said to a friend, my mother-in-law is an angel. And he said, "You're lucky. Mine is still alive."
So, wow. Queen, what does this mean for Meghan Markle to be joining the royal family? As Roz mentioned, in-laws now, that comes into effect.
Marriage is when a man and a woman become as one. The trouble starts when they try to decide which one.
That's what that one's going.
Solid advice for Meghan and Harry right there. The wedding was announced that it's happening really, really soon. Now, is that a normal thing within the royal family that there's no, it's not going to be some sort of like long year-long engagement, that it's actually going to happen pretty quick?
Marriages are made in heaven. Then again, so are thunder, lightning, tornadoes and hail.
Now, Queen, prior to the announcement of the engagement, had you had a private one-on-one conversation with Meghan Markle, maybe giving her some advice on joining the royal family?
Why would you rather deal with a vicious dog than your father-in-law? A vicious dog eventually lets go.
What?
When it comes to the two of them, what is the arrangement going to be now? Are they going to be living at Buckingham Palace, or are they free to sort of get their own place? I don't really know a lot about the arrangements.
Neither do I.
Okay, then. Will they have to temporarily live with Prince Charles and Camilla?
You know, I love being married. It's so great to find that one special person you want to annoy. for the rest of your life.
Wow. Anything else you would like to say, Queen, about Prince Harry?
I don't need to make. I already went.
Okay. She is 70.
Right.
Here's to matrimony, the high sea of which no compass has yet been invented.
Wow, this is like next level, Queen. All right, thank you, Queen. Anything else?
No, I must go and get ready to fit into my darn dress again.
The Queen, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Queen.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
There's a Twitter account out of the UK that posts jokes written by kids. It's called @KidsWriteJokes. And these jokes are just so bad, they're good. Like, literally, any kid could submit a joke to the guy that runs this account.
Yeah.
And he'll just post it online.
Okay.
He'll post it on the account. For example, what do spies eat instead of McDonald's?
What do spies eat instead of McDonald's? What?
Spy Donald's.
Excuse me?
Spy Donald's.
Oh.
If you go to the ham contest, what will the man say?
If you go to the ham contest? I have so many questions already. I don't know what.
You won last year. You're not allowed. What do you call a tiger with glasses on?
What do you call a tiger with glasses on?
A scientist tiger. What do you call a UFO that looks like a butt?
What?
A butt FO. Hello, idiot! That's one tweet.
That's one joke.
That's it. Hello, idiot! Hey, what's for dinner, cow?
I don't know what.
Poor sir. Poo, sir. It is the French way.
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. Man, waiter, how long will my pizza be?
I don't know. Oh.
Not very long, LOL.
Okay, so these are jokes that kids, so they just said, hey, kid, write a joke.
And any kid could write a joke and submit it to this Twitter account, @KidsWriteJokes.
Yeah.
And the guy running the account will post the jokes.
Kids are terrible at this. They have no business.
What do you
jokes.
Call a unicorn that goes to work?
What do you call a unicorn that goes to work?
A wimp. What do you get when you cross a T-Rex and a chicken?
What?
Nothing but death.
Okay, yeah. See?
What do you call a fish with no tail?
What?
A one-eyed grape. Doctor, doctor, I hit my head. What do you want me to do about it, stupid?
Okay. Okay, kids suck at writing jokes.
What do you call a freak horse?
What?
Jessica. A man went to a bar. Yeah, give me a whiskey because I broke up with my wife. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Toilet.
Toilet who?
Toilet cat. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Toilet who?
Oh.
And finally, on the account @KidsWriteJokes.
Yeah.
What do you call a dinosaur with no eyes?
What?
Shut up.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So the royal wedding is happening. We all know that.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. I may take the day off of work for that one. Listen, everyone's pumped.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
Oh, yay.
Buckingham Palace proudly announced the engagement of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. God save the Queen.
Now, is that an official guy whose job that is, or is that just some jabroni?
Nah, I mean, he's not official. Like, he wasn't appointed by the Queen to go out there in front of Buckingham Palace and do that.
Oh.
He is just, like, one of them, like, royal followers.
Okay, so
like, he's
some jabroni room. Who just did this by choice.
Completely.
Oh.
Mans was, like, dressed in the full outfit.
Really, yeah?
Head to toe. Yeah,
some
man.
Some people get so into that. That would be Maury's job.
Oh, that looks so fun.
I know. We agreed on that. That would be, and I'll tell you why. Not because Maury, I know you desperately want that job, but not because Maury wants to yell, but in Maury's world, information is the most powerful thing, and there's nothing you love more than telling people information.
I am a chia pet for info.
You love the idea. Like, somebody will lose their job that I have never met in my life, and Maury will text me and go, did you hear?
But I should do it like a
because you love you just love telling you love to be the first person. You will pull your car over if something breaks so you can tweet something.
I did that.
Oh, come on.
What did you do?
No, I've done that so many times.
Yes,
where I'm
know.
Like, if I yes. make it through the, yeah. the next light, someone will beat me to it.
Maury only wants to be the person who's looked at as the person who told somebody something for the first time, because right. that's the most important thing in life, is being first with information.
I want people to look at me and think of a fountain of information.
Okay, so what sort of, what would you like to give to the people now? I asked you to find a bell sound on your phone.
I'll do the same thing. Like the
oh, you're going to do the baby announcement?
I'll do the wedding announcement.
The wedding announcement. Yeah. Okay, so Maury, if you have your bell there, please, if you would, and then do the wedding announcement.
Okay.
Pause. That sounded like a school bell.
It's a bell for the thing.
Okay, go.
Air yay! Live from Buckingham Palace, they're happy to announce the marriage of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. God save the Queen!
You sound like you have an enlarged tongue.
Yeah. I'm trying to do it like the British person.
I don't know what accent that was.
I don't know, man.
Was.
You went from...
that is clearly a school bell.
I had to find a bell.
You went from British accent to like Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, like I don't know what that was.
Do it again?
Okay. Dude, just don't try not yelling it right now. Just say it to us.
Hear ye. Live from Buckingham, like Buckingham.
No, in an accent. I need to... No, but no, just try not yelling it. Just try saying it, but in the accent.
Okay. Hear ye. Live from Buckingham Palace. We are proud to announce the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. God save.
Okay, you're still
the
yelling.
Queen.
Okay, just say it.
Because I'm trying to go
no,
for the bell.
No. Just. Well, maybe don't.
Come on.
Maybe don't use a big long 25-second school bell, then, you jackass. Okay, try.
Okay, one more time.
One more time.
Okay.
Air yay!
No.
Live from Buckingham Palace. We're happy to announce the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan.
Pause. I said, just speak it. Just say
not
it.
Yell it, man.
Just say
but can
it.
Can you hear me over the bell?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Bro, everybody can hear you over the bell. Okay.
Air ye.
You're still yelling.
Okay. Air ye. No, that's whispering. Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Air ye. Live from.
You're still yelling. Okay, maybe say to somebody that you don't want it to get out. You're telling this person and only this person.
Like, so it's a secret.
Can you lean in a bit so I can get this, so I can act it?
No.
I need to, like, I'm a method person.
Here, I'll come over here.
Okay, sit, like, stand right next to me.
Okay.
Right next to you. Here you go.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Just tell me and nobody else.
Ear ye.
No, still, more. I can still hear you, man. I'm, like, 5 feet away. I can still hear you.
Oh. Ear ye. Live from Buckingham Palace, I'm happy to announce the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. God save the Queen.
God, what did you, what did God save the, what just happened? What did I miss?
Oh, I made an announcement.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Damon Moore's still rocking that Movember mustache.
I know, it's a good one too.
Right?
Yeah.
Tick this year too. Yeah. I don't know if you did anything like extra to it, Maury, did you? Did you do anything extra, like, no. to have it look like that?
This year, I'm twirling it more.
Yeah.
I'm doing a little bit more twirls in the corner.
Well, you got to let the corners grow, though, if you want to twirl them out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to just sort of make it twirl
up. Have you used, like, any product, like any...
Oh, I use a lot of beard lube, moisturizers, and what do you call it? Royal jelly.
Royal
what
jelly?
What's royal jelly?
No idea, but it works.
Really?
But yeah. You're not getting that curl, though.
But are
I was at the Gentleman's Expo on Saturday,
and
there was, like, enough dudes with, like, twirly, like, really good-looking twirly mustaches.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have enough to do that, though.
Yeah, you got
to
let that grow out. It's
because
you've been trimming it.
No, I haven't touched it.
No, you haven't touched it?
I only trim the hairs that come from in the nose.
Right.
and your husband, Matthew, like, absolutely hates when you... Grow the mustache every year, huh?
Yeah, it's the most, he thinks it's like the most disgusting thing on earth.
I would think that if I was, you know, spending my life with a man, like every now and then I might want him to look like that sort of 70s cop.
No.
What
is
he
saying? Because I remind him of Frank Sherman, my dad.
Oh, that's right.
And he doesn't want to kiss my
dad. Fair enough.
So what's this? You trying to get some loving from Frank, not Frank, from,
oh my God.
From your husband yesterday?
Yes.
And he just like straight up denied.
So no, I'm doing all the Christmas stuff and you're not doing anything. You're of no help.
I'm doing the best I can.
Are you?
Yes, give me a kiss.
Ew, get away.
Give me a kiss.
No, not now.
I moisturize the mustache.
Smell. I don't care.
Smell.
Smell.
No. Smell. Ew. I put lotion.
What kind of lotion?
Rose 31.
Doesn't smell like f***ing roses.
Smell my mustache.
No. Ew.
Smell the mustache.
Maury.
Just smell the mustache.
No.
It's gone in 1 week. This is your last chance. Why are you choking me?
Because.
Just smell the mustache.
That's so weird.
It doesn't smell like roses.
Can you just take a sniff?
No, Maury. I'm gonna give you a black eye.
Take a sniff.
Bother
I'm gonna
me.
I'm gonna sit on the chair on
no.
with you.
No, this chair can hold us both. No, it can't.
Sniff.
I'm sniffing.
What does it smell like?
I don't know. I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna rub it on your cheek.
No,
I'm gonna rub
Maury,
it on your cheek.
I will break out into
I'm
hives.
Gonna rub it on your cheek. You're not allergic to me.
I can't have that sensation of that hair on my face. I break out into like stubble. I can't explain it.
I'm gonna rub it on your cheek. No.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
One kiss.
Okay, bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Today is Jaleel White's birthday.
Steve Urkel!
Steve Urkel.
Yeah, what up?
He was just in the canceled show Me, Myself, and I with Bobby Moynihan.
That's right. Jaleel White, 41 years old today.
No, he is not. Yeah.
He's younger than you.
Yeah. Urkel's
Are you
older.
Serious?
Urkel's older than Maury.
Did yeah. I do that?
Did I do
oh,
that?
That's not why I did this, but...
That's the- now why you did that.
Ew. But
what?
Okay, I only know Steve Urkel from the Did I Do That, but yeah. What did he sound like normally when he was talking?
Oh, normal. Like, you should watch Me, Myself, and well, it's done now. But
no,
I,
but I mean in the
on
show.
The show.
I
oh,
said
wow,
Steve
he
Urkel.
Always talked like this.
Did he?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
No, dude. I told you last week that was one of the worst shows ever in the history
I
of television.
I love you, Laura.
And one
I
of the worst.
I love you, Laura.
Listen.
What was the tagline?
What, did I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I do that?
Did I do that?
I've been watching This Is Us, and one of the dudes on This Is Us was starring in a terrible sitcom called The Manny. Yeah. And everywhere he goes, people want him to do, like, the tagline and stuff. And you got to figure that that is the same with somebody like Jaleel White, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, at some point, you grow up into a man.
Well, it's like Carlton having to do the dance all the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
but Carlton would
it.
Do the dance, though.
It's true.
That's the difference.
Yeah, he was
true.
A very willing participant.
Carlton would do the dance.
I'm sure now, like, if even if people don't ask, he'd be like, yo, guys, you want me to do the dance?
Yeah. And what's the girl on Full House? What was her tagline?
Oh, cut it out?
No,
no
that was the
that
guy.
Was, that was Uncle Joey.
What was...
Who? Stephanie Tanner?
Yeah, what was that? What she used to say?
She used to be like, how rude.
Oh, that's right. How rude. Yeah, because all those shows back then, all those shows, the Full House show.
And then the Olsen twins. Well,
the Olsen twins.
Michelle Tanner would be like, you got it, dude.
Right, yeah. Everybody was a you got it, dude, and a cowabunga. And,
was Bart Simpson.
And did I do that?
Hold on. Going back to Full House.
You had to have a tagline.
Also, Uncle Jesse. Have mercy.
Right. Yeah. But everybody had to have
What's
a tagline.
What's the guy that went, hey?
That was the Fonz.
How'd he do it?
Yeah. Or the other one, the guy in Married with
pause.
Children. Ayo.
Pause for a second. That's not Married with Children.
Oh, who's the boss?
Who's the boss? I need to go back to the Fonz for a sec because the Fonz is going to be lost on so much of the audience right now. But okay, but say do
you
it
hold
a little,
up your thumbs too? By the way,
I know, but when you hold up your thumbs, it looks like you're balancing plums on the ends of them. Like there's nothing cool about the way that you hold up your thumbs.
Hey, you hold your arms out
so
far.
It's like
you have a 2x4.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
What are you doing, man?
It's so weird.
And that's
Why
what he
are you
does,
stretching
like,
your arms out like that?
Well, that's what he would do. Hey,
okay, not like a Pawtucket. Okay, try and sound just a little bit cool when you're doing the Fonz. Okay.
Okay?
It's not hey. Hey, it's not hey.
I'm trying to sound cool here.
It's,
very difficult.
It's a.
Eh.
Eh.
Try it again.
Okay.
You just sound like you're giving up, bro.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got a Maury's car this morning. And you know Maury's like the king of the swindle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Maury.
Yeah. Maury's like the king of the swindle, right?
Yeah.
He wrote a, Maury's neighbors were loud. And then, if you remember, Maury wrote a fake notice from the Toronto Police Department and taped it to the door.
Yeah.
That said that...
this is the police.
This is the police. If you don't quiet down, there's an investigation to find out whether you'll be arrested.
Of those people over there.
And then, so this morning I get in Maury's car and on my seat, oftentimes he'll leave stuff on my seat. Okay. Half of the things I think I'm going to sit on, like a banana, but sometimes it's like his phone or whatever else. And this morning what I busted Maury with on his passenger seat before I got in the car was a very, very official looking on delivery, be back in 5 minutes banner that he would put in his windshield.
Oh, I didn't make it. It is legit.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, what are you using this for? He's like, I don't know. I thought I'd try it out.
Oh, so like to park on illegally, main streets illegally.
Yes.
Like if you're just popping into a store for a second.
Yeah. And I used it yesterday.
Why would you do that though?
Well, I had it at home.
But how do you know it worked?
Well, because I didn't get a ticket.
But how do you know that somebody just didn't come along to give you a ticket?
Well, I guess I'll have to try it again.
So you don't know if it worked?
I assume it worked.
But why would you assume that?
Because I didn't get a ticket, so I assumed that it worked.
I've seen a ton, like lately, in downtown, because I take a different route home now, right? And I see like along St. Clair or even like along Bloor.
Yeah.
There are a lot of parking enforcement as of late,
sure,
giving out more and more tickets to,
which is why I think this worked.
Straight up delivery companies. Yeah. And like Canada Post and UPS,
FedEx,
and
all those
FedEx,
guys.
Everything. Yeah. I see these guys getting ticketed left, right, and center now.
Yeah, but you know what?
I don't think your stupid note's going to work, Maury.
No.
Well, I think it did because no I didn't get a ticket. And let's be honest, I probably would have.
No, they love nothing more than giving tickets to people who have a back in five.
I think
minutes,
that they look at the window of my car and see this delivery back in five, and they're like, you know what? I appreciate he put a note.
No, they do not.
Last week, I was at a light,
no chance,
and there was a guy who pulled up in front of a Tim Hortons right on St. Clair, and it was busy. It was like 10:30 in the morning,
yeah.
And a cop was parking enforcement was writing this guy a ticket, and I saw the look on his face as soon as he walked out of that Tim's, and he had a tray full of coffee, and I couldn't hear it, but I could see because he said it so like loudly with his mouth. He was like, "Oh, come on!"
Yeah. And most expensive coffee he ever bought.
The parking enforcement guy was like, what do you want? Like, look at the sign. He parked right at the sign
where
it
I parked,
no
though,
parking.
I should have got a ticket. That's why I believe it worked. It was right at Adelaide and Peter.
Right.
Which is a very, very, I'm going to get a ticket place.
I'll tell you, the one person who takes advantage the most in these situations of the back in 5 minutes will never, ever, ever get a ticket for it. And it's the greatest violation of the back in 5 minutes rule. Which is when the streetcar driver parks at an intersection and dips into a Tim Hortons to get a coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Bus drivers used to do, I don't know, maybe they still do.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, and I used to take the bus all the time.
And you're like, what are you actually doing? Get a thermos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of times they are entitled to, those guys are entitled to break, or a lot of the time it's
not
like the end of my shift.
Not
I'm
when
gone.
You got people in your
not,
bus.
Not when you're en route. I think the only time they do that, I could be wrong, but I think the only time TTC drivers do that is if they're making good time on their route.
Oh, yeah, but let me tell you something. If you're making good time,
everybody
I'm also
making
good time.
Yeah, no,
yeah, but
know.
There are times where I sat on a bus for like 10 minutes because it was the end of the driver's shift and we're in the middle of the road and he's like, shift's done. And he'll just leave his car or the bus until the other driver comes to take it away.
Really? Huh?
Yeah.
That's so weird. But those guys never get tickets.
No.
Neither do I with my 5 minute sign.
I hope.
And the soup I got was the best.
And I hope that there's an extra penalty for falsifying it back
in
5 minutes on
if
delivery.
You're,
sign.
If you're a police officer listening right now, or you're parking enforcement listening right now, and you're in the downtown area, and if you ever, ever, ever see a black Yaris.
Yeah.
A little tiny black Yaris.
What's your license plate number?
It doesn't matter. Right?
Why? Yes, it does.
Smart.
What are you doing? That's like giving out someone's phone number.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It is. Not.
It's like Smart 59 or something
that's
right?
Right. Yeah, Smart 59.
No,
or
it's
Smart
not.
39.
I'll 39.
I'll run down to the parking lot right now and take a picture of it, Maury.
Why would you? No, that's like giving away someone's SIN number.
It's not like giving away your SIN number, Maury.
It's private information.
What would you be able to do with somebody's license plate?
I don't know. Can't you like rip them off somehow?
No. Smart 86. That's
Smart 86.
See, now someone's going to go and do something with the plate.
Okay, so parking enforcement. If you ever see this black Yaris, please.
Oh, yes, please.
Like double up on the tickets. Give the absolute maximum.
No,
you,
don't
you
bother.
Give.
I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Yeah, right.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
DMX finally did a proper version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
He did.
So years ago, I don't even know how many years ago it was.
It was 2012.
So 2012, DMX just sort of freestyled his version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and it became legendary just from that one moment.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw him, you would even say it close. Come on, come on! All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Yeah,
so
dope.
That was just him freestyling
I like it.
And it took all these years later for him to finally release, I guess, like a studio version, right?
I never in a billion years would have ever thought that Mr. DMX himself, like legend in the hip hop world, would ever drop a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for Christmas.
I like this though, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, don't get me wrong. This is dope as hell.
Because at some point, all genres of music get to the point of where they take themselves too seriously, where nobody wants to have any fun anymore.
Sure.
And hip-hop has been in that place for a very, very, very long
forever.
Time. Like, can we just kind of dip back to the day when Run DMC did a Christmas album?
Sure.
Right?
Christmas in Hollis was famous.
You know what I mean? Like,
hold on, let me find that.
Oh, do you have that over there? Like, where people weren't above that. Like, it wasn't going to ruin their cred. It wasn't going to sort of, you know, take away from any of the fantastic accomplishments that they've achieved. But hip-hop has really got to the point of where it just takes itself very, very seriously now. And as it should. But I just think you can, you know, kind of cut loose and have fun every now and then. And when Run DMC did Christmas in Hollis, Queens, they were at the top of their game.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, they weren't, you know, sort of fading stars at that point. Right? There's no swearing in this, right?
No.
No. It's Run DMC.
I don't think Run DMC started cursing in their rhymes until like way later in their into their career. It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue. In the dark. When I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park.
Did you listen to this when you were younger?
Reindeer! Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah.
12 o'clock and it's noon. Santa Claus!
Right?
Yeah.
But this is what I mean. Like, you could do this and still be cool.
Oh, for sure. And I'm so glad that DMX finally released Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Let me hear this part again. Santa came to say, what's that? Rudolph with your nose so bright. Won't you guide my That's it. Congratulations, DMX. You now have a Christmas song that will get played every single year for the rest of time.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
How many hashtags is too many hashtags on Instagram?
Too many?
Maury, do you have an opinion on this?
The limit is 30.
30 hashtags?
I think that's the limit, yeah.
See, I lose respect for somebody when they put too many hashtags on something.
But then how are people supposed to find the amazing things that we post?
Well, I know, but sometimes it just seems like you're trolling. Like when somebody hashtags something that is clearly not in the world of what you did, I don't know, I just find it trolly.
No, I mean, I posted something yesterday at a Christmas market, and I hashtag Christmas, hashtag festive, hashtag Jew at Christmas. Like, I just, anything you
hashtag
searching.
Jew at Christmas?
Okay, question. Yeah.
How many of those show up?
Who knows?
Well, you can check.
Well, you guys discuss this. Yeah. I'm going to...
Check that hashtag and find out how many pictures come up with Jew at Christmas.
Jew at?
At with A-T.
Yeah.
Jew at Christmas.
Because they just released, Instagram just released the top 10 Canadian hashtags.
Oh.
Bacon. Is that on there?
No, it's not, actually.
Maple.
Oh, my God.
What?
Jew at Christmas?
Yeah.
As of right now, there are 155 pictures that have the hashtag Jew at Christmas.
And as of yesterday, 154. You're welcome.
There you go. So the Canadian hashtags, any idea what would be in the top 10 for the most used hashtags in Canada?
I'm saying maple.
No, incorrect.
I'm going to actually say hashtag Canada.
That's in there. That's number three.
Oh, really? Oh, yep. Okay. I got it.
Yeah.
Hashtag Toronto.
That's number two.
Hashtag Bieber.
Really?
Yeah, that's number two.
Hashtag Bieber. Here we
go. Oh, hashtag Scarborough.
No, incorrect. No, not in the top 10.
Hashtag Malvern.
No, not on the top 10.
Hashtag Leafs.
No, incorrect. Nature at number 10.
Yeah.
Nature. Vancouver at number 9. Travel at number 8. Beautiful at number 7. Art at number 6. Hashtag photography at number 5.
Yeah.
Hashtag Instagood at number 4.
Yeah.
And then we get to Canada. And then we get to Toronto at number 2. And the number one hashtag used by Canadians in Canada on Instagram.
Instamood.
Instamood.
No. Hashtag the 6.
No.
Oh.
Love.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Hashtag love.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or on the Kiss 92.5 app.